Welcome back to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. With me, as always, is...
Chef Jonathan Fraser.
All right, here we are back in studio after a little while away.
Yeah, we've been getting over Christmas, and it seems kind of Christmas dragged into January.
I know. January is usually a bit of a downtime. There's lots of free time. This year, not so much.
Didn't seem like it. No. You know, it was go,
I think
go,
January
go.
Was busier than December for me.
I know our November was, or was busier than our November for
right.
sure. So,
Yeah.
So it's a good sign. People are out.
Yeah.
And so right now we're just getting back into the gear again, and Dine Around just started last Thursday.
Right. Dine Around, for those of you that don't know, Dine Around Comox Valley is held every February in the Comox Valley.
Right after Valentine's Day.
Right.
Which I've been calling New Year's for the last week. I don't know.
And it runs for 4 weeks, and everybody, there's a lot of participants. It's different every year. A lot of the same faces, but there's always a couple of new ones added into the mix. For restaurants that are participating, but generally there's three price points.
That's right.
Are offering either a $17 menu, a $27 menu, or a $37 menu.
Yeah, and it's just an offering a 3-course dinner,
right?
And so you have a choice of an appetizer, entree, and a dessert. So it's a great way just to experience dining, you know, to get out.
It's some fantastic deals to get out there at your favorite restaurant or restaurants you've been thinking about trying.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice. Spend some time. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Just go down there, relax, have a couple drinks, and, you know, try some different beverages, whatever.
Right. We've had some pretty good things going on so far at our place. What did we have for Dine Around last week?
I did a couple things. We brought our old samosa back, which was fun.
Right. Fan favorite.
People have been like getting on my case for that one.
People have been up in arms that we don't have that on the menu anymore.
Yeah. Did a couple different salads, some couscous salads.
Oh, yeah, right.
And, oh my God, it's kind of blanking on what I've done.
No, we had that smoked Asiago tart for an appetizer. That was fantastic.
Right. Brought a little prosciutto. That was what I had going with the
one salad. And you had snapper. Oh my God, that snapper was fantastic. I had that the other night.
Yeah.
So, and right now I think there's 15 to somewhere between 15 and 20 restaurants involved.
That's right. I wish I really had the list of everyone's name, but,
mostly
everyone in town jumps in and gets involved with
right.
it. It's a great opportunity to sort of band together with right. the other restaurants and sort of promote it as a whole thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of camaraderie going on between the restaurants right now.
Yeah. And it's exciting too, because you can get your passport.
Right.
And as long as you get 4 stamps in that, then you get entered in. And I think it's, $12, $50 gift certificates to
all
the participating restaurants in town.
Yeah, dining out for a year. You get a free dinner at a restaurant every month for a year.
Like, how can you go wrong with
that? I know, that's fantastic.
And it's really not that much to pop into a couple places and get your stamps, right?
So. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, so we've got that going on right now. I was out just the other night. Actually, I believe it was last night, and somebody was already talking about the Shellfish Festival, and I said, whoa, kind of getting ahead of ourselves here. There's lots of other events coming up before the Shellfish Festival.
That's true. I'm trying to think of, I'm doing a Chocolate World Fair chocolate thing coming up here. It's a fundraiser. I don't even know what the name of it is.
Actually, oh, wow. Top of my head. I haven't heard of this. What is it?
Yeah. All I know is I'm doing, there's a bunch of restaurants in town or chefs in town putting together chocolate appetizers as a fundraiser
to
help out in Africa.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we'll be getting more details
as
you get them.
Pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
It's really, I'm just running around with my head chopped off lately and trying to get menus done and
right.
all those interesting things that are coming up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what else is new? I mean, not much has been going on with me. I'm still trudging along. I'm doing my all my sushi contracts that I have, and normally at this time of year I'd be gearing up, getting all my applications in to do all of the festival circuit that I do with my sushi cart every summer. But this year I've decided to take a year out. And it appears that it was the wrong year to do it. I guess I've paid my dues because normally I'm pushing really hard to get into all these events. And this year I haven't even set out one single application, and I've so far been invited to be at 5 different events now, without any need to apply. They just want me there, but I've had to tell them all that I'm taking a year out. I'm just realizing, you know, that my kids are growing up really fast, and
yeah,
and I want at least one good summer before my daughter turns into a teenager, where you know, build some good memories.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking time off,
right?
The big news this year is that Flavor is going to be postponed for 1 year.
Oh, I wasn't even aware of that.
I was just going to throw that out there.
Wow. When did that get announced?
Well, the Flavor is still going to continue.
Right.
So, but they're going to take a year off because mm-hmm. it is the, I want to say 40th anniversary or 30th, 40th, I think it is, of North Island College.
Oh, yeah.
In town here. So they want to, they're going to put all their effort into promoting North Island College and doing a bunch of fun events and along that line.
Oh, nice.
And so they thought they would just put Flavor on the back burner for this year.
Right.
And then come out big and better.
Nice.
In 2016. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Give that everyone a news. Chance to take some time off, relax. And yeah. then.
That was pretty grueling. Get those creative juices. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't, that was a first time experience for me being at Flavor this year. It was, or us, I mean, as Edible Valley were there, you know, I hadn't done that before. It was fantastic. I'd happily do it again, but yeah, that was a lot of work.
We worked like crazy.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of the things they want to address is make the workload a little bit lighter next year by having a few more people, or not next year, but the following
right.
year, having a few more vendors and getting some more people excited about it and giving everyone a rest up. So
yeah, good. Yeah. And, I was going to say by that time there should be quite a few new vendors. I mean, I can think of, you know, there's a couple of new restaurants that didn't make it to last year that have opened since. And we know of a couple others that are opening in the next few months to year.
And we even know some restaurants that are changing hands.
Right.
Can't say anything yet, but that'll all
be listening here. There's some news. I guess the whole landscape will change quite. I think the landscape is going to change pretty dramatically over the next, even 12 months to 16 months, just as far as food in Courtney. I know of four different places that are intending on opening. And then, like you said, there's a couple places that are changing hands, which always means usually there's a change up in the menu and an approach and then not only that, but you know, vending and caterers/vendors are starting, they're seeing more and more and more of them. And they get invited to these events too, because
that's right.
You know, as they're just more or less independent restaurants on the move. That's, you know, and it's fantastic. So I can't wait to see what happens.
I just like mixing with these people and just
feeding
off their positivity and their energy.
Absolutely.
That they put
you
into
know,
us.
One of these restaurants, I would name it if it had a name. It doesn't have a name. I'm not trying to be vague or elusive, but friends of ours, have a restaurant opening fairly soon. They intend on opening within the next 3 to 4 months. And I asked them, you know, we know them fairly well. And I said, you know, just in conversation, I just said, you know, because you guys came from Victoria and you've, you know, chef background in Victoria, why here? Why move up to the Valley when you're young, energetic? They're a lot more, I want to say, urban. You know, a little more sort of into that trendy food scene that you'd find in a more metropolitan area.
Right.
And I, you know, thought, what makes you want to move up here? And they were just, you know, they said, they were just like, it's the Valley and the food. Like, this is a food scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic. You know, I think that shows you just exactly what we do, because we keep running into people with like minds, you know.
I know.
A lot of people move here for the food, not necessarily just to partake in the food, but they realize the abundance here. There's so much they can do with it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You get a little touch of everything. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the things that aren't here are now slowly making their way into the place. So that's like when we popped in and hit the distillery the other day. And
yeah, absolutely. Speaking of which, I popped in there today just to check in to see if they're going to come
you
in
just
for a
wanted
podcast.
More vodka, right?
I know. And I didn't want anything. I wasn't in there for free samples yet again. But of course, I was in there, and she's like, "Oh, Darren, you back again? You got to try this gin. We just did this yesterday." I'm like, oh, well, if I must. Yeah. But yeah, it's fantastic. They've got some, well, that's another podcast. She's coming in. Andrea is coming in a week or two. I don't know when it'll air, but
yeah,
we're having a podcast with her pretty soon. Yeah, and we've got people from Gladstone coming in, the new brewery.
I was popping my head in there today.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, guys.
Yeah, and...
We're actually looking for food.
Right.
Then I was like, yeah, they don't have a lot of food.
They're no.
Like, bring food to
I
us
I haven't actually
and eat
been
there.
In there yet.
It's a very nice spot.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Cumberland Brewery, too, and that was a great spot, too.
I was hoping to go in and chat with them today, and I realized that my only free time was during lunch. And you just don't hit up owners or management at lunchtime. That's just a ridiculous, like that's just an industry known. You just don't do that.
So, they question your legitimacy when you do that.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to hit them up in the next few days. I'm definitely eager to find out what's going on at these breweries. I know I've tried a couple of the Gladstone beers. Fantastic stuff so far. But I definitely like to try out the Cumberland Brewery. I haven't tried them out yet.
Well, it was great to see both owners at the same place.
Oh yeah.
When I was in there the other day.
Nice.
Yeah. Guy from Gladstone's was in there and
oh nice.
Yeah, it was great. So we all sort of got to meet everyone that one night. So
oh good. Good. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I'm excited. I mean, there's lots of new things going on in the valley. Lots of new businesses coming this way. Again, the fact that the new distillery is here, Wayward. I think that's what they call it, Wayward. And the fact that we've got 2 out of 3 breweries that are opening in the next little while, you know, 2 are already open, 1 on the way. And then this bevy of new restaurants that are going to be opening. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
And it's amazing just the people we run into. Like,
yeah.
Actually, we had that gentleman in the other day who's doing trout.
Right, yeah. Introduced himself. That's right. Yeah, and he had a little trout operation going on. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great, you know.
Yeah.
Get some local trout in and
yeah,
something a little different, you know, different than salmon. All fish doesn't have to come from the ocean, you know.
No, exactly. And you know, it's funny too, like you said, like it becomes more and more of what we're doing. Yesterday I took the kids down to the beach. My dad was in town. We went for a little walk and picked some fresh nettles and picked some oysters off the beach. I didn't realize, I mean, these are things obviously you would expect that I would know. Here I am as a voice of authority on this podcast. I didn't realize though that at Kai Bay, there's signs everywhere that you're allowed to eat the shellfish. The shellfish is fine and pick away. And
really?
Yeah, because growing up here, you were never allowed over there to eat. I mean, you didn't really want to go over there. It just smelled. I mean, to be honest, sorry to all the homeowners out there, but they knew exactly what they were fighting with and they fought that fight and they got that dealt with. And now, you can just go to the beach and pick shellfish. And
it's all
so,
good.
We picked oysters for dinner last night. It was fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. But that's just it. Like, there's nowhere you can go in the valley where you're not 5 minutes away from just, you can pick food. It's just there.
Something
it's
delicious is within reach of everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it just, I'm just reaffirming why we're here and doing what we do. It's just that passion for food is just there. It's awesome. And I love watching all these other people come and get involved in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited, you know, there's some people that are very excited about it. Like the owners of the Wayward, like they're so keen and so eager to be a part of the valley. They just love the fact, like they just love this food scene. They're not from here. They're from out east.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, this couple that we were talking about that they've asked us not to bring up their name until they have a name and a location for the restaurant. But same thing, like the passion is just there. They're just so driven by food. It's great to see.
Well, even I was out at, I got to do with the Chefs Association, actually. We had our last meeting out at 40 Knots.
Oh yeah, right.
And then
right.
We did a wine tasting and cheese tasting, which was quite...
Rough, that's rough.
It was a tough life, you know? And I like the way that they're moving the vineyard. And they have a real passion for doing some really nice stuff out there. So
yeah, good.
It's all about brewing some more wine, and we'll see what happens.
That's wonderful. Well, I guess that sort of brings everybody up to speed with the fact that we've been away for a few months. But we do have a lot going on right now, and that's not an excuse. That's a promise. We've got a lot of upcoming podcasts. We've been able to meet with a ton of people. Everybody's really excited. Spring is coming. It's around the corner. It's got a lot of people energetic and wanting to talk about what they've got going on, what they've got planned. So there's a lot of people that are really responsive right now as we go out there and ask people to come on and tell us about what they do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people really eager to right now. So there's a lot coming
out. And I think we're going to hit a good spectrum over the next little while from people who are doing brewing to students in the college program. So it's going to be a
people that are just newly opening restaurants, people that are veterans for 20 some odd years.
Exactly.
We've got everybody lined up.
I know we have a big anniversary coming up for two people that are going to come in tell their story of how they got to 20 years.
20 years, the 20 year anniversary of one of our local restaurants that we all love. The owners are going to come in and talk to us pretty soon on one of these shows.
So
Start.
And if there's anything you're interested or know someone maybe we haven't gotten in contact with, we'd love to hear from you. And
absolutely.
Send us a quick email to the ediblevalley@gmail.com and definitely try and connect the dots and get them on here.
Yeah. I mean, half the time, to be quite honest to the listeners, half the time it's we're trying to find people or trying to track them down. And quite often people's schedules just don't mesh and things have to get put off. And, you know, we're eager to have another sit down with somebody, but there's just no one available.
Yeah.
And, I would love, you know, for people to write in and say, hey, have you thought about this person or this person? Then maybe we wouldn't have to have these missing weeks where we don't have podcasts.
Exactly.
We have more guests. So we'll, talk to everybody soon. We've got some great guests coming up even just next week. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.